fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 14th day of December, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting, coming out of beautiful Round Rock, Texas, Monday through Friday with my show. We begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to inventory your library and fill in the gaps. I say again, inventory your library and fill in the gaps. Everybody should have, in my opinion, should have an extensive home library with books for entertainment. Obviously, a copy of the Bible. I like the New King James Version myself, and books relating to medicine, engineering, when it comes to carpentry, electrical work, plumbing, and so forth, how to repair a vehicle, all kinds of books on agriculture and so forth. So inventory your library. That's the prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company in beautiful North Carolina manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot that you find on Berkey's, which, by the way, are illegal to sell right now, you have a solid metal spigot that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, Kirk, a number of issues continue to move forward. I got a text message from our friend Dave, a regular caller from New York, about school teachers, all of whom got the clot shot, now experiencing blood clots. They feel the pain in their chest. They go to get diagnosed. They're diagnosed with a blood clot. And of course, the doctors prescribe blood clot medicine that will dissolve a normal blood clot, which is coagulated human blood. Big problem. These clots are not coagulated human blood, and the medications that normally dissolve a normal blood clot simply don't work. What a conundrum. Don't you think they're...
Yeah, we warned as many people as possible now for years, you know, about the dangers associated.
Well, we did.
Many people just went ahead, you know, but they were motivated by keeping their job, which I can certainly understand, you know, and other factors. And now, you know, come the consequences.
That's right. Well, as I like to point out, the family of a man in France who died as a direct consequence of the clot shot within a day or so, they sued the insurance company who refused to pay the insurance premium, insurance payout. The judge said, well, we don't know if this man who died found out that the clot shot could kill him on one hand. On the other, he had free, unrestricted access to the information, just like all Americans, that's my words, just like all Americans, to the information that would have saved his life and not get the clot shot. No judge in the United States has done that yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if we see insurance companies refusing to pay the payout if a person voluntarily takes the clot shot and dies. That would be a game changer, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know how they can keep doing it. I mean, if it accelerates and moves forward like we think it might, it could be a very scary situation.
Right. They'll be out of business. Yeah, they will be. They base their business model is based on the known factors that cause humans to die. And they have actuaries that all they do is make those determinations.
Right.
But a 20% increase, that's what we're looking at. A 20% increase in all-cause mortality, which is focused on men and women in the prime of their working life, under age 55. There's no precedence for this, Kirk. There simply is not.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, and interesting about the insurance companies, you know, the level of service that you receive as a commercial client, you know, through insurance companies, in my opinion, has fallen way off. I had a fire on my property 4 or 5 years ago, which was dealt with immediately by the insurance company at the time. The man doing it was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know that I've ever met a professional as well-heeled as this particular. He really wasn't the adjuster. He was kind of the manager, you know, of the accident. So he was managing the adjuster and everybody. Phenomenal job. And yet, you know, for a regular company that we use for just about everything, it's just impossible, you know, to get any kind of really good service that's geared, you know, toward our needs.
Well, maybe you need to change. I use a broker. They represent a bunch of insurance companies. I've always had excellent service from them. The original owner of the place, who's now retired, he has listened to my show and a Vietnam vet, and the people who purchased the agency from him doing a great job. So maybe it's time to find another.
Yeah, you know, in business, when you've got all the big policies, it's pretty difficult, you know, to shift around. It sounds like it would be easy, but it's not, you know, because of the rising cost. You don't want to get hit, you know, with higher premiums, which is what happens when you move away from insurance companies that you've been with, you know, for 20 years like we have. So it's not so simple. But interestingly enough, John, I believe that many of these positions at these insurance companies are just going to be wiped out, you know, by the onset artificial intelligence. I don't think those positions are going to exist anymore. Same thing with the people at the bank. Same thing for a lot of the info type businesses that we might subscribe to. I mean, it's just going to replace everything and oust all of these people. And, you know, it could be the segue that leads us into, you know, the real culling that we've been expecting, you know, for all these years and decades. Have you seen the movie Leave the World Behind on Netflix?
It's on my list. I have not seen it yet. Have you seen it?
You need to do it right away.
Okay.
That movie is the most revealing movie that I've ever seen Hollywood produce. And ironically, it was done by the Obama production company. Now, they've woven some, you know, psychological things, obviously, in their favor, you know, into that film. But it is, I think, a pretty accurate depiction of what we could see moving forward, because it solves all the problems, you know, that the globalists have. It ticks all the boxes for what they need to happen to lead to the outcome that they want. And the film actually does a great job of explaining, I think, from a psychological perspective, how this could be brought about. It's very, very interesting. One of the best movies I think I've ever seen. And, you know, the characters are portrayed almost exactly as you would expect them to be. There's a ton of, you know, backstory and psychological elements woven into this thing, symbolism. I saw it Sunday night. I was going to watch it Saturday night. Something came up. I saw it Sunday night and I just could not believe it. I mean, I was floored. And even if you're not a Netflix subscriber, you need to find a way to watch that movie, folks, as fast as you can. A lot of very interesting elements to it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And Barack Hussein Obama involved, that's certainly a big heads up on the goals of the movie, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's just so interesting. I mean, the way you see the different elements and, you know, you can listen to a lot of the commentary that's out there now in the alternative media. Just so many points to cover. And they left the door open, obviously, you know, I think for a part two. We'll see how that goes. But pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
A couple of questions for you, Kirk. What was the name of Muhammad's grandson?
Which Muhammad?
The original Muhammad, the prophet.
I have absolutely no idea.
Hussein.
Ah.
What was the name of the horse that Muhammad rode to heaven once he died?
I don't know.
Barack.
Ah.
So we have a former
president. So not a coincidence, huh?
We have a former president named after a horse is what we have. How unusual is that? Of course, we had a speaker, the Speaker of the House was named after a small rodent, not rodent, but lizard.
Yeah, they love their lizards, don't they?
Newt.
They love their snakes and lizards.
Newt.
Ah.
Newt Gingrich. He's named after a small lizard. That's what a newt is, a small lizard. Why would you name your child after a small lizard?
Maybe he was a cute small child. Like to crawl around on the ground. I don't know.
Very strange. Anyway, the Prime Minister of China wants the People's Liberation Army to be ready to invade Taiwan by the end of 2026. The end of 2026 is right at 3 years away. And of course, that would mean ideally being ready before then, wouldn't it?
Crazy stuff. We've done some business with some Taiwanese folks over the last decades, and they're just, as a whole, fantastic people, you know, to work with and deal with. The level of engineering and production and all different things is just incredible. Nothing like what you see, you know, on the mainland can be very good at certain things too. But I just think, you know, because Taiwan has been Americanized, you know, for so long, kind of like the Philippines. You just have a different level of action and service and, you know, understandability and sort of a common thread. You know, I think the Christian background there, you know, permeates a lot of the activity. It's just going to be a shame to watch that, you know, wholly taken over by force. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Another must-see interview with Tucker Carlson just done the last 24 to 48 hours is Tucker Carlson interviews Owen Schroyer with
Infowars. Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I saw Alex's interview. I'll have to get back there and watch the other.
Yeah, well, Schroyer was just released from prison, I believe. It'll be a week ago tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Schroyer is asking the following question. Is real journalism a crime now? He never set foot in the Capitol building. I forget what his charge was. It was some kind of trumped up make-believe false charge of some sort that he served a short time in prison, but he should never have been charged in the first place. What do you think?
Yeah, he made a comment, I think, that they were able to tie back and say, look, you were inciting, you know, violence. The whole thing was a sham, you know, like much of what we see today. And, you know, but unfortunately, when the other side has the uniforms and the guns and the courts, what can you do, you know, against it? You know, and that's the thing. You know, you find yourself in that situation and it just goes the way it does. And it is a shame. I'm glad the stay inside was very short.
Well, we have video evidence of law enforcement individuals on January 6th actually inciting violence, actually encouraging people to enter the Capitol and commit acts of violence, as opposed to Owen Schroyer, who is basically just being a journalist. So I'm looking forward to seeing that interview. And Tucker Carlson is opening up his own network. That could be quite interesting also, couldn't it?
I'm sure it will be. I also, you know, in the back of my mind, it's a little disconcerting. You know, the giant, you know, attack, you know, legalese, you know, against Jones, then, you know, bringing him on that show, kind of normalizing, you know, what he does. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the very next day, Elon Musk, you know, reinstates him at Twitter. The whole thing, I think, is designed almost to promote Elon as a spokesperson, you know, for conservative views. And I'm frightened of that. There's a tick in the back of my neck that keeps twitching when those outcomes are talked about. I think they're false, and we just have to be very careful moving forward, because there's going to be a lot of things I think that happen that, you know, we could take as signs that, you know, probably won't be from, you know, the place that we think it should be from.
Well, I don't envision Elon being a spokesman for anything. He's it's just not his persona. He'll do the occasional interview on one hand. On the other, I just don't see him being a spokesman on any kind of regular basis whatsoever for anything. He's just not who the man is. But I'm real pleased with what he's done buying Twitter. Unfortunately, YouTube is owned by Google, and they're probably not going to sell it at any price. But if Elon would buy YouTube, I could be back on air and not have to worry about being kicked off, which is, I got two strikes against me right now. And the third strike would take me off YouTube, I guess, for good. I don't know. We're not doing archives on YouTube at the moment. We haven't done for about a year or so.
Yeah, that's the safest play right now, I'm sure.
Well, we're looking at it as doing a live broadcast on YouTube, which guys like J.B. Wells, they broadcast live on YouTube, but have no archives. The archives are where the AI kicks in and does its thing to censor us in the conservative movement.
I see. So you think the playing lives could be safer?
Playing live, live broadcast on YouTube.
With no archive, yeah.
Seems to be the way to go, yeah. So we'll see. That's the plan. And we're getting close. It's been a 1 year process to get me ready to do live streaming. We're really close. There's always new technical things going up. I got to replace a couple of lights in my studio, for example. These lights are very fragile the way they're built, but we're getting close. I'm not going to give out a date yet because we're simply not ready to give out a date for our first live broadcast. Anyway, Kirk, anything new in your neighborhood that might be interesting for people?
No, not here locally. You know, the speed of the holiday season is definitely off from what it normally is. I think the feeling of most people at this point seems to be pretty apathetic. I think the rising costs, you know, and other financial pressures, you know, eating away, at people's emotions as they're designed to do. And we just have to really, really take time while we can, you know, to get the things on hand that we really need. Because, you know, the emergency situation is coming, no question about it. No one knows the form that it's going to take, but it's coming. Absolutely, 100%. I can feel it in my bones.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it in your bones. Well, that's a good heads up, isn't it?
I think so. It's always served me well.
Okay. Well, trust it. In my book, which is out of print, I encourage people to trust their instincts, and that's real important. When something is threatening you, your subconscious has a way of warning you. Typically, it's described as a hair standing up on the back of your neck. But trust that instinct, right, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question. And one of the reasons we got involved with the water purification is because of how important it is to have, you know, clean, healthy water on hand. And the Ready Pure unit that we make is the ideal way to do that.
It is. When we get back, we'll find out what's new and special going on with Water Revolution. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, a complete line of water filters beginning with the Ready Pure countertop going all the way to complete whole house filters. What's the latest and greatest at the Water Revolution, Kirk?
Well, we've got a number of Christmas specials going on right now, which can be accessed on the LibertyMan.com website by clicking on the banner there at the top. We've got our brand new, very compact whole house filtration and structured water a system called the Dyna Energizer. That's on sale right now. There's also a package that you can access that has not only that unit, but our drinking water product called the Mod Water included with it, which creates our antioxidant water. So the two together give you a complete system for under $1,500 on sale. It's a huge savings. It's like $700 off. And then for those that already have a drinking water system and are just looking for the whole house, you can actually access that at $500 off, which is another $200 in savings. So that's available, again, on the website. We've got, of course, our Ready Pure emergency gravity-fed unit, $100 discount for all the Liberty Man listening audience. And we've also got our drinking water product, Mod Water, on sale now below $400. And that can be either direct connect mounted into the cold water supply under your sink, or you can get it with a separate faucet, depending on what your configuration is. And the Quick Connect system is so easy. I mean, it's literally a 10-minute install, and now all the cold water at your sink is this alkaline antioxidant water, which has been filtered without having the separate faucet, or you can get it with a separate faucet if you've got the desire, the ability to do that. And then, of course, 15% across the board on our menu. The only exception to that is the simple pump device, which we do not manufacture. But we do offer always a 5% discount on that simple pump for all the John Moore audience.
All right. Well, I hope people will pay heed and get equipped with the filters they need to have not only clean water, but healthy water. And healthy water can be a really good thing, can't it?
Yeah, this structured, energized water is incredible in the home. I mean, it makes cleaning chores easier. The bath water, you know, and shower water is just incredible. You know, washing dishes becomes easier. I mean, this alkaline antioxidant media that we pioneered back in 2010 really makes the water a whole lot wetter, becomes a lot more absorbable in the body, and I think just enhances its use. I mean, we use very little detergent in much of what we do because of the power of that energized water. And guess what? It also does a great job of detoxifying your body, which is why we have hundreds of doctors that represent us. So check it out. Looking to lose weight this year? Step one is get on the Water Revolution water, 100%.
Absolutely. Segue here. I was just reading a story about a young man in Nashville, Tennessee. He grew up in a Muslim family. He decided to convert to Christianity. When he did, when the family found out, his mother and father and brother all attacked him with knives. The police rescued him from the family. The mother was the one who used the knife to cut up her son, who is now recovering. What Islam demands is that the family murder any family member who converts to Christianity or any other religion. They cannot leave Islam, which, and of course, in a greater sense of the word, a fatwa could be issued for anybody, any Muslim, to murder a man or woman or boy or girl who leaves Islam, which makes me wonder, why wasn't a fatwa issued against Barack Hussein Obama when he allegedly left Islam? Why is that?
Because it wasn't real. You know, the whole thing is a narrative story, and you know, Obama's played a part.
Right. He never left Islam, did he?
I would guess not. I think his actions and what he does goes way beyond Islam. You know, I think it's part of this, you know, global cult, and you know, it takes different shapes and different forms. Think of all the Christian pastors that aren't doing what their heart and what God tells them to do in terms of what they're talking about and what they're exposing. And I put them in that same bucket. I think the truth is the truth, and we need to stand by it and profess it to everyone, which is what we're commanded to do. And when we veer from that, you know, we go into that pot, you know, of lukewarm people that God hates. And I don't want to be in that pot, and you shouldn't either. So I think it's important, you know, to profess the truth the way we understand. It's very interesting how the tenets of a lot of these religions other than Christianity are really not based on love. They're based on control, and many of them backed, you know, as we see with some parts of Islam, you know, backed with violence.
Absolutely.
And it's incredible diversity.
Well, it's as I usually say, Islam is a freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion, and it is not compatible with Western civilization. It simply isn't. And the sooner we wake up to that fact, the better off we're going to be. Right, Kirk?
Well, it looks like the controls are stepping into place, you know, in many ways. And, you know, as this movie, Leave the World Behind, does such a great job of showing, you know, the end goal is to get everybody fighting against one another, because that way they can achieve their goal, shedding the least amount of blood, taking the least amount of risk, and using the people themselves to destroy one another. And that is the master goal.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're always adding to my website. The COVID panel gets one or two new articles a week. We're now learning, when it comes to COVID, that pregnant women are giving birth to newborn babies that have stage 4 cancer. How horrible is that? That's about as bad as it gets. There's nothing more innocent than a newborn child. These mothers did it to their children that were inside them, thinking they were doing the right thing, being told by unscrupulous medical doctors who should know what John Moore knows out here in the middle of the national forest, that these vaccines are not safe, they're not effective, but they didn't. And they advise these pregnant women to take the COVID vaccine, and now these babies are being born with stage 4 cancer. On the bright side, I have products at my website that will help you achieve your goals. Most recently, I'm now a distributor of the LifeWave patches. These products, I'm using them starting this week. I used the sleep patch the last two nights. It did help me get a better night's sleep. Last night I woke up once. Which typically I may wake up 3 or 4 times any given night. But with the LifeWave sleep patch, I only woke up one time last night, and it's only the second night of using it. How about that? So check out the LifeWave products at my website at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, if you have issues with pain along with issues of sleep, That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. I've been using it for 13 years, and it works great. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner, only $285 shipping included at my website at thelibertyman.com. Building with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, and he has some specials going on. And Kirk, when people click on your website at my website, they'll find out all the details of the specials, won't they?
They will, and there's also a phone number there for you to reach out and give us a call in our office. I'm sure you'll have questions. You know, deciding to put in a whole house filtration system is often not an impulse buy, and, you know, we need to take a little bit of a look maybe, you know, what your configuration is for plumbing, and so we can best advise you. Because we manufacture all this equipment right here in North Carolina, we're able to make adjustments to it, add different kinds of fittings, make it as easy as possible for folks out there that are DIY oriented to put it in themselves. That happens an awful lot. You know, the law says in every state that a homeowner can install his own equipment as long as he follows the, you know, the guidelines and the regulations. And, you know, we can give you some advice to help you do that. It's a fast install for a professional. If you'd like to have a handy person or even a plumber, you know, put the system in, we make it very easy for them to do that. But there are a lot of folks that do put it in themselves and then save that, you know, labor money.
Right. Well, that's certainly something a person could do. And we do thank you for making this equipment available to our listeners. Okay. Well, it's going to be 2024 in just over 2 weeks. And there may or may not be an election, a presidential election in November 2024, about 11 months away. A lot of speculation, at least people I know, speculating whether there will even be an election. Are you hearing the same thing, Kirk?
I am. I mean, my feeling is there will be an election, and it'll be run much like the last election, with maybe some slight adjustments, you know, to enhance the twist, which they'll have to do to overcome the amount of people that are going to vote, you know, on the conservative side this time around. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, if enough work can be done on the swing states that determine the outcome of the presidential election to make them free and fair, eliminating the, and one of the main things is eliminate the mail-in ballots. They're trying to ramp up the next make-believe pandemic with this white lung disease. Locally, I'm hearing, I got a report from a nurse, one of our listeners, that they're starting to have mask mandates in some of these hospitals already. Not her hospital, but some of the hospitals in Missouri are already ramping up with the mask mandates. I don't believe they're going to be successful. I think the resistance will be too great, don't you?
I agree. And I think one of the best ways, you know, to create resistance is to really take a hard look at, you know, what your source for food is and what your source for water is, because both can be excellent delivery systems for whatever they have in mind. And, you know, the best offense is a strong defense in this case. So get defensive, you know, when it comes to what you're putting in your body.
Well, ideally, a family would have a hobby farm. I know it's difficult if you're living in an urban, suburban environment, attached to that lifestyle, attached to the city. It's difficult to pull up stakes and establish a hobby farm. But that's the best way, the healthiest way to live, in my opinion. And anything that can be done to bring that about would be a good thing. Even if you have to affiliate with an existing hobby farm, hobby farms need two things. They need labor and they need money. If you can contribute one or both, you might be welcome at a hobby farm as a guest, couldn't you?
Yeah, I love when you point that out. I think that's phenomenal advice for many, many people out there. I mean, there's not a farmer that I know here locally that can't use extra help and extra money. And I'm sure any of them would, you know, love to create a scenario where they get one or the other. And there's no easier way to do that than to, you know, share maybe some of the safety in their operation.
Maybe a relative, maybe somebody you went to school with, a coworker, somebody that you go to church with that already has a hobby farm. So it's a matter of networking to find the ideal situation, isn't it?
That's right. It all comes down to who you know.
Absolutely. Well, it's worthwhile looking into. It may work for some people, may not work for others, but as the old saying goes, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right?
That's right. That's right. But I tell you, this LifeWave product is an excellent product. I I was at a meeting in a basement office in Atlanta, maybe 17 or 18 years ago, with David Schmidt and his attorney partner, convincing them that they should start a direct marketing company for LifeWave. And I was involved in another project at the time and went off and did that instead of getting involved with LifeWave. And it probably cost me, you know, $6 or $7 million at this point, I would guess.
Well,
you know, one of the biggest mistakes.
You can still sign up at my website, and it's not too late. It's not too late. It's a fast growing business. It is absolutely a fast growing business.
Great, great product, and David's a great guy.
Yeah, well, that's quite unique that you were able to meet David, and I'm glad you did. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as we're wrapping up the year, typically towards the end of the year, at least in the American culture, maybe other cultures and societies, people reflect on their lives, especially between Christmas and New Year's, reflect on their lives, where their life is now, where they would like it to be going. That's just something that happens a lot this time of year, isn't it?
I think so. I think, you know, the picture looking forward, you know, for those of us that know what's happening, may not always seem so bright, but, you know, love really does conquer all. And what a time of year, you know, to bond with people, you know, to get close again to those that we have, you know, important relationships with. Take advantage of the season, because it's here for that purpose. And, you know, if we can reach out and help others around us, that's even more of a blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is ultimately a spiritual war. Now, I encourage everybody to get their spiritual house in order. And whatever that is, do that for yourself. Encourage family members to do the same thing. Because a strong spiritual foundation is what will get you through this. We know from the experience of men and women who went through the camps in World War II, POW camps and concentration camps, the men and women who entered those camps with a strong spiritual foundation to begin with were far more likely to survive those conditions than those that did not. And that's been documented in dozens and dozens of books of the men and women who survived these camps. So I encourage people to get their spiritual house in order. And I'm sure, Kirk, you do the same thing, don't you?
I do. And if we can avoid the camps altogether, that would be a better scenario.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we may not be able to, all of us. I mean, you know, they're mounting quite an offensive, no question.
Well, they are. We have tens of thousands of Russian nationals who are here undercover, tens of thousands of Chinese nationals here undercover, pretending to be somebody they're not. And we call them sleeper cells. We don't know how many Islamic sleeper cells there are, hundreds possibly, all of which are waiting for the word to be activated and to blow things up and kill people. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't take much to set the world on fire. And that's their intent. And I'll tell you, if you haven't done it, folks, check out that movie, Leave the World Behind. It's definitely worth watching.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's on my list, maybe over the weekend. I might have some extra time. Well, we got a construction crew coming to my home today. We got five men that are going to tear down a 24 by 24 foot room that it needs to be rebuilt. It will become my new studio for audio and video both. And they should be getting here in just a little more than 2 hours to begin.
Now, is that building already there? Or are they just doing interior work?
It's part of the main house, what we call the main house, 24 by 24 foot section of the main house. And it's already there, but it needs to be rebuilt. So it involves taking the roof off, taking the trusses off. We have all new trusses build a new roof. It's a major project, to say the least. And once it's done, I can, right now, I do most of my broadcast here from the corner of my living room, which is okay. But having a dedicated space would allow my living room to be a living room and not a radio station studio.
Yes, put in plenty of receptacles.
Oh, there'll be plenty of receptacles. It'll be set
I always do that with everything I build, and it's always been great.
Yeah, it'll be set up to be a TV studio and and radio studio both, with a engineer's booth at one end and all the proper lighting and sound equipment and so forth. It'll be beautiful.
Wow. Is it going to look like Tucker Carlson's cabin look there?
It'll look better.
Oh, okay. Great. Look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it'll be great. So we'll see. It's a work in progress, and I'm looking forward to the men showing up and getting this work on. It's been a 2 years. I bought this place in September of 2021, and it's been a challenge for a lot of reasons, but we're finally getting some major work done here. And moving on from there, I'm looking forward to the new year. How about you, Kirk?
I am too. It's a very interesting time to be alive.
Well, I got a speaking engagement set up in Dallas, Texas. It's coming spring. I've already talked to Mike Adams about doing a show there in his studio in Texas. And nice. That'll be fun to meet Mike in person. Mike rarely leaves the state of Texas. I don't know what it would take to get him out, or maybe a family emergency of some sort. But he's been making Zoom appearances in various conferences around the country. So it'll be good to catch up with Mike in person. And I hope to have other speaking engagements as the year moves forward and get out and press the flesh, so to speak, and get to meet the people in person. You know, you and I are probably talking to, 50 or 60,000 people right now, but it's a virtual audience. It's a big difference between a virtual audience and doing it in live, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Big difference.
A big difference. And so I'm looking forward to... now that the COVID's passed us, 2021 was horrible. 2020 was even worse when it came to these live get-togethers that I've been going to for so many years. But they started picking up again in 2022, and 2023 was almost back to normal, I have to admit. It's about time. These conferences allow you to meet people that you would never, ever meet otherwise. And I always have a lot of fun traveling to them. Most recently, I was at the Red Pill event in Des Moines, Iowa. My wife and I went up there and met a bunch of great people. As it turned out, there was a conference just a few miles away where President Trump was that same weekend. I didn't get to see President Trump, but he had a big rally up there at the State Fair. I'm looking forward to 2024. It's going to be every year is historical for many reasons. The COVID kill off will pick up. Karen Kingston is calling the 2024 the year of disabilities from COVID-19 clot shots. In 2025, the year of the kill off from the COVID clot shots. I'm obviously not looking forward to that, but when it comes to the things that I do, I'm really looking forward to it, Kirk.
It's very exciting. Just right around the corner. This year really flew by.
Something I've heard that makes the most sense is why, as we get older, each year seems to go faster than the year before. And here's what I was told, and it seems to make a lot of sense. Every successive year is a smaller percentage of your overall life. So when you're the year between 18 and 19 is 100% of your adult life. And every successive year is a smaller percentage of your adult life. And reflecting back, the year between my 18th and 19th birthday seemed really long. And the most recent year that we're experiencing seems really short. Have you found the same thing for yourself, Kirk?
Absolutely. 100%. I was just thinking about that this morning.
Yep. And that's the way it is. And that's okay. That's just life. And, I'm looking forward to 2024. It's going to be a great year for me, a great year for the listeners of Republic Broadcasting, a not so great year for those who got the clot shot. I now have a piece of electronic diagnostic equipment that's meant for use by engineers and scientists to detect slight Wi-Fi signals. The reviews I've seen show that it will detect the Wi-Fi signal being given off by human beings that have been given the clot shot. So we're in the process of testing it to see if it really works, and I'll be reporting to people as we get some test results.
Look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's It's an impressive piece of equipment, not terribly expensive, but it, like I say, it's only meant for scientists and engineers to be using in their work, not meant for the general John Q. public at all. What will they do with it? So I'm working with a couple of, I've talked to Marie Lasser about this piece of equipment also. I may be loaning it to her so she can do her own independent testing. We've tested a couple of guys so far that didn't have the clot shot, just as a baseline to see what happens when you test a person who's not got the clot shot. One guy, he had a cell phone in his pocket. When it got near the cell phone, it has a Geiger counter. We have a break like that.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by, as typically it does. What information would you like our listeners to know as we wrap up the show today?
Well, I think that given everything that's going on right now, you know, taking personal responsibility for your own water safety at your house is crucial. You know, please take a look at the banner on John's website, thelibertyman.com, and click on that banner. I think it's third from the top. And it'll access all the specials that we have going on right now for Christmas, including our brand new Dyna Energizer whole house system, which is a phenomenal value offered at a deep discount. So also our phone number's there, right there on that page. So give us some calls and you know, let us know how we can help you.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Kirk. So are you all ready for the holidays?
No. We've got many things going on at the house trying to finish up projects. I think we'll probably set the tree up for Kathy's birthday on Friday. And so we're a little late with that today. And it's okay because the kids are grown. They're out of the house. They're all off doing what they're doing. So it's just the two of us and the other 35 animals, you know, on the farm. And they're growing in number. I can't believe my new chickens are already producing eggs after about 4 months, which is crazy. And we added that new lab puppy so that we could start breeding again with these two gorgeous champion silver labs that we bought last year. And so spring's going to be an exciting time at the Finney household.
All right. All right. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a great holiday once everything's squared away.
We will. We always do.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you, Kirk. We always appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Excited about the new studio for the Liberty Man. Can't wait to see it.
It'll be great. It'll be great. And you will see it. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Top of the hour break coming up, we'll have my friend Dr. Len Horowitz with us. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. The author of, 25 books? 26? He's not even sure. Maybe 27. Our conversations with Dr. Horowitz are always fascinating. There's an 8-minute audio clip on my website from the spring of 2020 where I issued the following warning, which Dr. Horowitz agreed with. First of all, that a safe and effective vaccine cannot, never has been, never will be developed in 9 months or less. The second warning, that my belief, no evidence of time, but we now know that the COVID vaccination was already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. Too bad more people didn't pay heed, including my daughter. Those who do not pay heed, they will pay the price with being disabled or dead. That's what's coming for pretty much everybody that got the COVID vaccination, unfortunately. Dr. Horowitz has lots of projects, as always. I like to start my work day with the 528 hertz music that he puts out. It's great. Here's our break. Be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ezoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.